Rabbi is at Temple Beth Or in La Mirada. Father Paul Deschamps, who was just speaking, is at the University Catholic Center at UCLA. And Dr. Greg Banson is an evangelical Presbyterian. He is scholar in residence at the Southern California Center for Christian Studies. It's located in Irvine. I'm Dennis Prager, scholar in residence at KABC. And and in Los Angeles is George.
Dennis, I would like to ask Dr. Benson two questions, and I would like to ask you one. I'm a member of the colored race of the Negro group, as outlined by I would like to ask Dr. Benson first. Dr. Benson, we had churches all over the United States called the CME churches, and there was the Colored Methodist Episcopal Church. And a bunch of people got together and destroyed all the colored churches, and I would like to ask you why.
I don't know why.
You don't know why?
Well, I don't know who did it, and I haven't spoken with them. I can't know their motives. Mm-hmm. I, of course, don't approve of destroying other people's property.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I would like to ask you one more question. Dr. Mark McMeed, the most famous anthropologist, one of them in the United States, I'm a colored person, the way she outlined it. She said that people of the Negro group with outside racial influence were of the colored race, and that's the way I am. And I would like to ask Dennis, what is your motive for destroying the word Negro and the colored race?
What is my motive for destroying the word Negro?
That's right, and the colored race, yeah.
You mean the word colored race?
No, the word colored race, yeah, and
the word Negro.
And the word Negro,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually a good question, and I'll give you a totally honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
Negro was the word used to describe colored people or black people in the United States up until the 1960s. At that point, it was people who were then leaders among Negroes said that the preferred term should be blacks. My belief as an outsider in this instance is I go by my older statement that I gave earlier, that just as I leave Christians to define Christianity, Jews to define Judaism, I leave it to races to tell me what name they would like to go by. And if the majority of Negroes say, call me black, then it is my duty to call you black. That is the reason that it has changed.